From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. We've got a great show for you today. Joining us later on will be Secretary of Education Margaret Spelling. She'll play our Not My Job game. Of course, we'll be playing under the rules set by the administration's No Child Left Behind law. That means if she does well in our test, we'll get millions of dollars in federal funding. If, on the other hand, she does poorly, we'll be canceled, and you, our audience, will be distributed to other shows. So we're going to give her enough time to memorize the correct answers we sent her on the sly. First, it's your turn. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Diane from Utica, New York.
Hey, how are things in Utica?
Oh, it's winter here.
Yeah. It's like that all over.
Yeah. We get a good dose of it here.
This is just between you and me. It's winter here in Chicago still,
mm-hmm.
And I'm losing my mind. I can't take it anymore. How about you?
Well, we had sunshine today, so that helped a little bit.
You're a kind person.
Yes.
Well, welcome to our show, Diane.
Thank you. Let me
introduce you to our esteemed panel this week. First, say hello to comedian Paul Prevenza.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Paul.
I've missed you.
Also say hello to the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy, thusly somebody who can help you with what Paul just said, Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Amy.
And lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author, most recently, of Long Time Leaving Dispatches from Up South, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Roy.
Well, I thought... Boy, Diane, I thought our relationship was strained.
I thought you'd never say... Do you still have the Utica Blue Sox there?
Oh, no. They've gone by the...
Oh.
They flew away.
Go, you Utica Blue Sox. And they went.
That's not what we meant, said the fans. Well, welcome to the show, Diane. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time, our traditional beginning. Carl Castle will read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Yay.
Ready to go?
Okay.
All right, here is your first quote.
Now it's on to the death march in Pennsylvania.
That was David Korn. Writing in Mother Jones, expressing his feelings about a contest that is turning into the longest-running drama since Gunsmoke. What?
That would be the Democrat primary.
It would be. Very good. It is. It is freakishly like one of those old TV shows, like The Fugitive, say, in which the hero never quite catches the villain and the villain never quite kills the hero, just so the conflict can go on to another episode. Mm. That's the Democratic Party. Right now, except the Democrats can't even agree on who's the hero, who's the villain.
And you notice lately they've been riding past the same cactuses over and over.
Yeah, you see? In fact, we think this is so creepily like a TV show, we think it is one. You think it's Democracy, it's really one of those strange, secretly scripted reality shows, you know? And I mean...
I'm a politician, get me out of here.
Exactly. It could be like a sitcom. If you were to throw in Bill Clinton's weird quasi-candidate status, you could call it 2.5 Democrats.
See, I think they should. I think Clinton and Obama should handcuff themselves to each other and run like the defiant ones.
Exactly. They can't escape.
What trap? They need each other.
Well, I think that there could be a kind of TV influence in that, you know, the Clinton campaign, it seems to me, is getting more and more shamelessly inventive in what they accuse. They accused the Obama campaign of dragging Kenneth Starr tactics into it.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
I mean, once people say things like that, it's hard. And Brock tries to be, well, that's ludicrous. You can't go around saying that's ludicrous. I think what he ought to, and on the other hand, he can't be mean. Everybody says he can't be mean. So he should adopt this sort of honeymooners thing where whenever Hillary
says, to the moon!
To the moon, Hillary! And, why oughta?
Yeah, so he should. So he should comically threaten to beat her.
Yeah.
That you think?
Yeah,
would be a successful tactic.
With a wink.
Diane, your next quote is actually a selection of quotes. They come from one man speaking at a joint press conference on Wednesday.
I hope that the president will find time from his busy schedule to be out on the campaign trail with me.
And?
I'll be glad to have the president with me in keeping with his schedule.
And?
I'm pleased to have him as it fits into his busy schedule.
Who basically said to the press, look, guys, enjoy seeing me with the president because this is the last time I'm going to admit knowing him until I get inaugurated.
That would be John McCain.
John McCain, of course. Very good. The day he clinched the Republican nomination, John McCain journeyed to the White House for one of the weirdest passings of the torch ever. Mr. Bush came out to wait for the McCains in front of the assembled press corps, and when his guests did not arrive, he actually began, this is true, to tap dance for the cameras, the President of the United States. But anyway, McCain showed up and they did their thing. And here's what's odd. McCain, as you heard, kept insisting over and over again that the president just may not be able to appear with him on the campaign trail because of the president's busy schedule. And just this week, Mr. Bush spent his 879th day in office at his ranch in Crawford, breaking Ronald Reagan's record for presidential vacationing. All right, Diane, your last quote is actually a joke being told right now in Russia.
Putin and his friend sit in a restaurant. Putin says, I'll have the steak. The waiter says, and what about the vegetable? And then Putin says, he'll take the steak too.
Ooh. Ooh. So. Ooh. We got that from the LA Times. Who is this friend of Putin who is the butt of jokes in Russia?
And you don't have to pronounce it right because...
Because Hillary couldn't pronounce it
right,
either,
right? Right,
right.
So if she can't, we can.
Medvedev or something?
Yeah, and I'll give it to you. It's the new president, Dmitry Medvedev, we think. That's the closest I'm going to go.
Do you think his name sounds like, you know, when you run a tape backwards,
yes.
It's like...
Medvedev.
Medvedev. Medvedev.
It actually means Paul McCartney is dead.
Yeah.
The 42-year-old lawyer was handpicked by President Putin to succeed him. He was overwhelmingly elected to the presidency of Russia. Sources say, though, that Putin was first tempted to install an actual lapdog, say a nice Pekingese, but his advisors warned him that that would be showing off. In his victory speech, Medvedev promised, quote, I shall be my own man, and I shall strive only for what is best for Russia, and I'm sorry, Vladimir, the headset stopped working. Could you repeat that? Unquote. Carl, how did Diane do on our quiz?
We started the show with a winner, Peter. Diane had 3 correct answers, so Diane, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.